Ala Hashem, ki ani avdecha, ani avdecha ben amasecha, pitachta lebaiserai. Please Hashem, for I'm your servant. I'm your servant, the servant of your handmaid. You've released my bonds. Targum says, Baval, please. Sfarna says, simple for today, please Hashem, let me live to see your Maisa Mashiach. Let me live to see the days of Mashiach. I realize the ultimate reward for every tzaddik is an Eilam Haba. Yet because I'm Avdecha, because I'm your servant, I want to live at a time where everyone else will serve you. If you take this a little bit further, the reward for all of actions is an Eilam Haba. The purpose of your Moshe Mashiach is that we will no longer be persecuted by the nations, is the way the Rambam explains, and therefore we will be able to fulfill the Torah in its entirety. Nowadays, there's so many mitzvahs that we're missing. So much we can't do that we haven't got a Beis HaMikdash. But if only we lived in the times of Mashiach, if only we had a Beis HaMikdash, we can keep all the mitzvahs. We could be better Avdei Hashem. That's what he wants. And the Avdecha ben Amasecha, I'm the servant, the son of your handmaid. Rashi explains, because a slave who's born to a mother who's also a slave is far more submissive than a slave who was born free. Slave, son of a slave, serves naturally and instinctively. But the latter, they only respond because of external threats. David HaMelech recognizes that his greatness was inherited from his grandmother Rus. She was a humble servant of Hashem and all those who represented Hashem. And in fact, when Rus speaks to Boaz, who was the leader of Klal Yisrael, she refers herself just as a Shivcha. She's a woman servant. Boaz responded, Chas v'shalom, don't deprecate yourself. You're not going to go down in history as a lowly person. Rather, as a Psikta Derav Kana says, you're one of the holy Imahos, you're one of the matriarchs of the nation. Pitachta l'mayseirai. This is such an important point to daven for freedom from all the things that hold us back. A slave who's bought, it says the Alshach HaKadosh, a slave who's bought in the market, they resent the slavery. They're constantly looking to escape, and therefore you have to bind them tight. But if a slave is born that way, they have an ingrained allegiance to the master, and they gladly remain under the jurisdiction. The bonds can be loosened, and he won't even escape. That's what we ask Hashem, loosen the bonds, I'm not going anywhere, I'm staying with you Hashem. David HaMelech says, I've got a legacy of love. I inherited a legacy of love for you, Hashem. Rus, my grandmother, made incredible Mesiras Nefesh sacrifices to join the Jewish people to accept the Torah. I learned it from her. I learned instinctive devotion. So everything you want, Hashem. I don't need anything external to bind me to you. I'm bound already. We're close. Maybe Klal Yisrael had to go through Avdus in Egypt to learn how to be Avdei Hashem. And to learn how to submit to HaKadosh Baruch. That's ultimate freedom. That's what we celebrate. Hashem, you don't need to tie us up. We're close. We're staying that way.